Living Well. Note: Living Well is designed to provide general information. It is not intended to be, nor is it, medical advice. Readers should consult their physicians when they have health problems. VA Nurse Develops Heart Failure App by Mark L. Furst. Cardiology nurse Lois Freeman saw that many of her heart failure patients at the VA Maryland healthcare system did not know how to monitor themselves well enough to keep from being readmitted to the hospital. But soon there will be a mobile app to help them do that, thanks to Freeman and her colleagues, who won $1 million in funding through VA's 2016 Employee Innovation Competition. The app will track a patient's weight, blood pressure, and daily steps, and interface with the My Health Vet website. It will also send secure messages to a patient's healthcare provider or cardiologist, and if he or she is gaining weight or experiencing symptoms, they can adjust medications to prevent an ER visit, Freeman says. Scheduled for testing later this year at both an urban and a rural VA clinic, the app will remind veterans when to take medication and educate them about heart failure, which affects 5.7 million U.S. adults, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Every year, 500,000 people receive a heart failure diagnosis. The goal is for the patient to be invested in this in his or her care, to take medications, exercise, and eat a healthy diet, Freeman says. If heart failure is not treated, the life expectancy is 5 years. With treatment, a person can live 30 to 40 years with a good quality of life. The main symptoms of heart failure are shortness of breath and wheezing after limited physical exertion and swelling of the feet, ankles, hands, or abdomen. Risk factors include high blood pressure, narrowed heart arteries or diabetes, and heart attack. A person may need to take two or more medications to treat heart failure, as well as other nitrates for chest pain, a statin to lower cholesterol, or blood-thinning medications to help prevent blood clots. Another common heart condition among veterans is ischemic heart disease, also known as coronary artery disease. It reduces blood flow to the heart and often directly relates to atherosclerosis, hardening and narrowing of the arteries, diabetes, high blood pressure, or high cholesterol levels. Treatment usually involves lifestyle changes and, if necessary, drugs to lower cholesterol and blood pressure and procedures to restore or improve blood flow. Other common heart conditions and treatments include valvular heart disease is characterized by damage to or a defect in one of the four heart valves, rheumatic fever, bacterial infection, or a heart attack may cause damage. You may be prescribed long-term antibiotics or anti-clotting drugs. If a heart valve is not functioning properly, it can be surgically replaced by an artificial valve. Heart attack or myocardial infarction occurs when the blood flow to a part of the heart is blocked, damaging the heart muscle. If you have blocked coronary arteries, a surgeon can place a stent to help keep them open or perform coronary bypass surgery and graft veins or arteries from the aorta directly to the arteries to bypass the blocks. Pericarditis is inflammation of tissue covering the heart. A common symptom is chest pain, which usually resolves without treatment. You may take over-the-counter painkillers, colchicine, or corticosteroids. If you develop complications due to fluid buildup around the heart, you may need surgery. Endocarditis is inflammation of the lining of the heart chambers and valves, most often caused by bacterial infection. It is usually treated with antibiotics. Slow heart rhythms, often treated by implanting a cardiac pacemaker. Sustained ventricular arrhythmias are abnormal heart rhythms, usually too fast, in the heart's two lower chambers. These off-and-on rhythms are usually treated with medication or electric therapy. Veterans can be awarded service-connected disability compensation for all the above conditions. In particular, ischemic heart disease has been linked to Agent Orange exposure. Veterans who have been exposed to Agent Orange are not required to prove a connection between their ischemic heart disease and military service to claim disability benefits. For heart disease prevention, follow these tips to reduce the risks of high blood pressure, atherosclerosis, and heart attack. Don't smoke. Limit alcohol consumption, maximum 2 drinks for men and 1 for women each day. Eat a balanced diet that's low in salt and saturated fats. Exercise regularly. Lose weight if you are overweight. If you have diabetes, maintain careful control of your blood sugar. Reduce stress. Steroid shots for lower back pain? Not so fast. Millions of Americans, particularly veterans, suffer from chronic lower back pain. Many turn to steroid injections directly into the affected area to ease the pain. But according to Health Day, new research suggests steroid injection treatment provides only short-term relief. Citing a report by French researchers who studied 135 patients with back pain caused by inflammation between discs and bones in the lower spine, Health Day notes that a single steroid injection eased pain for 1 month. After that, however, effectiveness waned. Virtually no difference was seen 1 year after treatment between patients who did or didn't get the injection. Participants included people who had suffered from back pain for an average of 6 years. Half were administered a single steroid shot. The other half received no injections, while 55% of those who received the steroid injection experienced less lower back pain, compared to 33% of those who did not receive an injection. The groups did not differ for the assessed outcomes a year after the injection. In fact, both groups ended up with the same incidence of disc inflammation, lower quality of life, more anxiety and depression, and continued use of non-narcotic pain pills, according to Health Day. For tips on tackling back pain, visit www.nind.s.nih.gov/disorders/patient-caregiver-education/fact-sheets/low-back-pain-fact-sheet. Ditch the junk food. According to U.S. News & World Report, junk foods trigger addictive behavior. To fight off temptation, the magazine offers 8 tips. Know your trigger foods and make them a treat for when you go out to eat. Stock up on healthy foods. Fill your fridge with fresh fruits and vegetables and keep healthy snacks on hand. Eat consistent meals. Going too long without eating causes your blood sugar to drop, which contributes to cravings. Balance your plate. Make sure all your meals have plenty of protein, fiber, and healthy fats, which slow digestion, stabilize blood sugar, and keep you full. Practice the 5-ingredient rule. Cut back on unhealthy, highly processed foods by checking the label. Develop a new routine. If you always have dessert after dinner, change your routine. Manage stress levels. Food cravings are often a response to stress. Find an alternative. Get to bed earlier. Inadequate sleep stimulates brain centers, increasing junk food cravings.